Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to another Larry Huck Ministries podcast. We pray this teaching will fill you with God's wisdom, anointing, and revelation knowledge. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support.
I want to say this before I go any further, okay? The title of this message is No Longer Slaves. I want to encourage you, how many of you have had the chance to read this book, Free at Last? I mean, I don't know if you understand where you're sitting. I mean, our pastor, man, there's so much knowledge, there's so much understanding, and I'm so proud of our pastor. Our ministry here has touched so many, have touched so many lives, and you must listen. If you don't have this book, or if you haven't read this book yet, tonight I'm going to encourage you to stop by our bookstore and get one, Free at Last. You can break from your past. Amen. And that's what I feel I want to share tonight. I'm going to start with a question tonight. How many of you really believe that God is real? Raise your hand if you really think God is real. Now raise your hand if you really think Jesus died on the cross to set you free. Amen. I believe that he died on the cross to set me free, to get me away from my sins. But you know what? The question that I have really is why there's so many people that believe that God is real. They believe that they got saved by Jesus giving his life on the cross, but they still live under captivity. And that's what I feel like we should talk about it tonight. Tonight's kind of a Bible study. Is that okay? Listen, how many of you heard of a story of this lady called Colleen Stan? Raise your hand if you ever heard the story. Colleen Stan, she's a lady. She was born in Oregon. This is a story that happened many, many, many years ago. But she was going from Oregon to California, and she decided to ask for a ride. That's why you don't ask for rides, especially not knowing the person that's going to give you a ride. You know, so she was in the interstate asking for a ride. A couple ended up stopping, taking her, and they ended up kidnapping her. They took her to their home. They took her to the basement. They put her inside a box, a coffin, a casket, however you want to call it. And she was in captivity for 7 years inside that box under a bed. She would eat inside that box. She would do her necessities inside that box. And when they were able to set her free, the family, that couple was taken to prison. She describes, I was watching this documentary, and she was telling the reporter how she didn't know how to react after 7 years coming out of, you know, captivity. It was like opening the gate of a cage for a bird to fly. She didn't know how to get around people, how to react around people. She had to go through a lot of medical professional in her life to get her back to her normal life. You know, and that's how it is a lot of times with our lives when we accept Jesus. Listen, it reminds me of the Israelites. You know, they were in captivity in Egypt. You know, and then now Moses goes before Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." Y'all know the story. Making a long, short story, they are actually set free. And now they are in the wilderness. And they start saying, "You know what? I'd rather go back. I had better food." God was giving them daily manna. God was giving them fresh bread every day. And they were like saying, "You know, I'd rather go back. You know, back in Egypt, I have fresh food. You know, I had garlic, I had onions, I had so many other things." That's actually written in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4 and 5. You know, when we experience a major trauma or disappointment or have lived under a particular negative circumstance for a long time, we tend to become prisoners of our minds. Amen. And we have to remind ourselves that we serve a great God. You know, we find ourselves changing the truth of the Bible. Listen, I want you to understand this. A lot of times we find ourselves changing the truth of the Bible, God's words, and his ways to match up our personal experiences. We're trying to change the Bible to match up the situations that we've been through in life. And that's not what God has for you. There's a purpose for your life. I always tell people, you're not a mistake. You're not here by accident. Listen, we come under a spirit of captivity because of our culture, because of things that we experienced in the past, and those things are completely away from the Spirit of God. So it is important that we understand that we must renew our minds. You know, there's people that are bounded by fear. So many fears. You know, I know people that are afraid of flying, getting on a plane. I know people that are so afraid of animals. You know, there's people that have fear of being themselves. Listen, you don't have to be like nobody else. God created you in a very special, unique way. There is something bright for your future. God wants to use you. There's a purpose for your future. And you just have to worship God. You don't have to care about what others are thinking. A lot of times we are here doing worship and we don't want to raise our hands. I was listening to Pastor Brandon, great message on Sunday. He was talking about experiencing God. How do we experience God? His presence, by sacrificing some things, you know? And a lot of times we have fears in our lives that we don't want to even worship God for who he is. You know, I want to be able to lift up my hands. It doesn't matter what others think of me. You know, a lot of times we're trying to be approved by men, but who needs to approve us is God, you know? It doesn't matter what they're saying. Listen, I want you to understand one thing. I will always serve people. But you can serve. You will never please people. Because there's always something. You're always going to lack something because you're not Jesus. You're not God. So it's important that you understand that now that you know that God is real, now that you have Jesus in your heart, you know, be set free. You know, though you love God with all your heart, your past may have been so dysfunctional and full of hurt that now you cannot seem to break out of horrible habits developed long ago. That's why I encourage you to buy this book. I encourage you to read this book. Actually, who's here for the first time? Raise your hand again. Okay, I have somebody here that I want to bless you with this book. Okay? God bless you. Come on, let's put our hands together. You know, you've been prayed over. Pastors have prayed, laid hands over you, cast out demons. But it's been so long. Like that lady, she was in captivity for 7 years. When she came out, she didn't know how to react around people. You know, the situations that she'd been through, it was fresh on her mind. She needed to be delivered from it. You know, we have to learn new ways of living with God. Let me give an example. Maybe you were part of a household where your parents were always striving to do best, the best they can to have a stable income. You know, but they were always changing from job to job. Without knowing, you were exposed to that situation. And before you know it, you were actually in the same way after growing up. Because you were exposed through that situation for so long that right now you don't realize that it's in your subconscious. You know, and you have to break apart. You have to understand that you don't want to live, you know, in Babylon. God has something fresh for you. God has a promised land for you. A lot of times you find yourself going through the years not being able to get ahead of in life. Everything that you do, it doesn't seem to work. What do I do? And you're so discouraged. And there's so many people. There's always people to point a finger. There's always people to say, you're not going to make it. But God is saying here tonight, you must be an encourager. God is saying here tonight, this is why it's so important that we are a part of a life group so we help each other. So we walk with each other. We pray for each other. There's too many people out there that will tell you, you're not going to make it. You will fail. You're a loser. You're not good for anything, you know. But that's not what God says about you. Listen, I want you to understand one thing. It's very important that you understand one thing. The demons may have come and gone, but they have left a permanent imprint on you that must be cleared up. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Open your Bibles if you can. Romans chapter 12 is a well-known verse. Apostle Paul wrote Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and prosper and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Listen, what Apostle Paul is saying here is that we must, he's asking us, you must keep your flesh pure. Whatever your flesh has been used to doing in the past, you must say, enough, it's enough. You know, it doesn't matter the sins that you have from the past. Let me explain something to you. You have dominion over your sin because God has given us authority. And that's exactly what Apostle Paul is saying here. In verse 2, he tells us not to be conformed to this world. That means you decide not to play the world's game. You know, nowadays everything, it's okay. I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day. It shocks me to see how everything's becoming very common and very, people are getting very situated into the world. The world's coming in, you know, little by little. And the love will grow cold. I don't want to be a part of most. I want to be a part of the little ones that are standing for God, that are standing for Jesus, that are walking on the streets and saying, Jesus still heals. Jesus still saves. There's a miracle for your life. I don't know about you, but I believe that God wants to use each one of us. Listen, we are here because God called us here. I love this ministry. I love what Pastor Lair is doing. I love what Pastor Tiz is doing. And I one thing that Pastor ministered to my life and to all of us the other day is like, listen, we can retire from our jobs, but don't retire from your missions. Amen. We all have a mission. We all have a mission. You know, the other day he was telling how the rabbi told him, listen, I'm not concerned about Pastor Tiss because she's not done with her mission. Listen, you have a mission. God wants to use you. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter if you were in a house where there was only drugs and prostitution. I've seen so many people set free. You know, people would say, oh, they're not good for anything. They're drug addicts. They're never going to make in life. And today they're winning souls because there is a God that is above all gods and he has a purpose for your life. I want you to understand that. I love what it says in the New Living Translation. It says this, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Listen, you must go through the process of renewing your life, your mind, and relearning how to live after you have been captive for so many years. Let me say this. Can I get some water, please? If anyone can bring me a... The best guidance for you is the Holy Spirit. When you say, Jesus, come in into my life, the Holy Spirit comes in. Thank you. And he will help you to learn how to get yourself a new mindset. Because your mind must be rehabilitated. If all you ever knew growing up was drugs and alcohol, being part of an abusive life, listen, you must get into a new pattern. How do you do that? Asking the Lord to give you strength. Asking the Holy Spirit to guide you. Pastor always says, first thing you do in the morning, you praise God when you wake up. Lord, guide me today. Help me be a blessing to somebody during this day. Help me be able to share your gospel to someone this morning, this day. So the next time you're pressed with a trial or the devil tries to come against you, guess what? Now you know who you are in God and you will not go back into captivity when you have the Holy Spirit. Instead, you will be armed with a new and tested source of dependence, which is God's will and God's ways. And that's what we need every day. Let me tell you one thing. People must identify the effects of captivity. There's many effects that we must identify. I'm going to share a couple of them here. We know that the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? When you are in captivity, you lack identity. You don't know who you are. You're always trying to get approved by man. You're always trying to, you know, be so good to people. You know, I'll say this. I'm going to say this because I'm Brazilian, and I know Brazilians have this tendency of saying yes to everything. And at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times we're not able to fulfill that yes, and that yes can be very painful. You see what I'm saying? So it's better that you say no than saying yes when you know for a fact that you're not going to be able to fulfill that yes. You know, that's a lack of identity. That's trying to be approved by people, accepted by people. That's captivity. That's the spirit of captivity. You know, when you are under that spirit of captivity, it feels like you don't have an anointing. You know, you stop sensing God's presence. Like there's a block. You can't hear what God is saying. Excuse me, you open your Bible, you're reading it, you don't understand anything. That's that spirit of captivity. You know, you have a lack of vision. I don't want to just go through this life and have no legacy. I want to make a difference everywhere I walk. I want to make a difference by talking to people, by sharing the gospel. Let me tell you one thing. Jesus, he was full of compassion. He was full of compassion. I went on a trip with my wife not long ago. We were on a cruise, and we saw people just throwing trash on the ground, and it was like, it's vacation. I had so much compassion for the people that are working on that, you know, ship. The minute we lose compassion, something is wrong. That's why it's so important that you become a part of our outreach team. We were there this past Thursday, you know, during Thanksgiving. Some of our team members here, they start at 4 o'clock in the morning, I think, to getting the meals ready to feed the homeless. That's amazing. You know, that makes you understand that you're nothing. You know, we're not different than them. I remember my situation with my daughter when she drowned. She was literally dead in front of me, and I was able to understand that I'm nothing. A lot of times we become professionals. We know how to preach. We know how to speak. We know how to sing. We know how to talk about Jesus, you know. And I got to the point that I understand, I was able to understand that I'm nothing without Jesus. I don't have power to resurrect my daughter right now. But there is a God that has a purpose for her life. And she was brought back to life almost 5 minutes dead in front of me. In a drowning accident, God brought her back. Listen, those things put your life into perspective, and you understand that you are nothing. You need God. And He's the only one that can break all these curses from the past. You know, when you have that spirit of captivity, you lose your authority. You lose your authority. It neutralizes your warfare. See what I'm saying? You become paralyzed by certain events and reminds you, you're always reminding yourself of things that happened in the past. Listen, I want to say something. I don't live in the past. I'm not into the museum business. You know, I want to know what's ahead of me. I have goals in life. I want to be able to achieve great things for the kingdom of God. Listen, forget, the golden days. Listen, there's better days for you now. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says this, that there's a bright future ahead of you. Oh, you keep living in the past, but God is looking for your future, and He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you more than what you can think or imagine. But listen, a lot of times we lack our authority because of the spirit of captivity. We lose our confidence, you know. You always feel like, I'm not good. You're always apologizing. Have you seen people that are always apologizing? Because they don't have confidence in themselves. They're insecure about themselves. That's the spirit of captivity. You know, you always feel like you're surrounded. Have you ever felt like you're facing so many situations, so many problems, so many things that are coming against you that you're like, I can't take it anymore. I surrender myself. Listen, I don't know what to do. That's that spirit of captivity. You know, because when you know God, when you break through, you know, when you are free at last, you know, guess what? You have confidence to face any situation. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm very proud of my pastor, Pastor Tiss, because she didn't walk away from the problem. She was able to face the problem and she's completely healed. And God is a God of miracles. I'm very proud of Pastor Luke and Pastor Jen because they didn't walk away from the problem. They faced the problem. Baby lion's a miracle. Look, I look at myself. For a moment, I wanted to walk away. When I saw my daughter dead in front of me, I wanted just to give up. But then I understood that, listen, I serve a God that is able to do more than what I can think or imagine. A God of resurrection. A God that gave his son, Jesus Christ, more than 2,000 years ago for you and me. So we don't walk away. We have confidence. But when you have that spirit of captivity, there's a emptiness inside of you. You're always empty. You know that God is real. You know that Jesus has died for my sins, but I still feel empty. That's that spirit of captivity. You are always intimidated by things. You are always confused. You know, you are always disagreeing with people. You are always blind spiritually. God is doing so. I want you to understand, do not take for granted the fact that you're here today. The fact that you don't see the air that you breathe, do you? But that's a miracle. Yes. And a lot of times, we're so caught up in so many things that we don't stop to thank God for another day. You're so into the past, but I have good news for you. You can get free from that spirit of captivity. Don't despair. It is possible to get free from that spirit of captivity. When you become a Christian, turn your life to Jesus. He sets you free from captivity, and he will help you rebuild your life so you understand who you are in Christ. You know, many believers don't let go the influence of Babylon. There's many people, they're serving God right now. They are in church, but they're still holding to the past, like I said. The things of Babylon. Maybe your parents. A lot of times, you know what happens? People always try to pass on the blame to somebody else. Oh, I'm not doing anything in life because of my parents, the way they raised me. Come on, grow up. Don't be a victim. You're not a victim. You are victorious in Jesus' name. You got to get over that mentality of being a victim and understanding who you are in Christ. It doesn't matter what they're saying. I'm going to say it again. It doesn't matter what they're saying about you. They're telling you you're not going to make it. Yes, you are victorious. You're not a victim. You know? You could use any type of excuse to remain in Babylon. But listen, this is the time for you to be changed. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17 says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, it says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Ooh, separation. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Separation from the world. It's going back to that word that was preached on Sunday. Getting yourself, you know, sanctified. You know, there's a sacrifice that must be made by each one of us for us to separate ourselves from the world, so God can use us. Regardless of the habits and lifestyle you have been accustomed to, listen, I want you to know that God is a God of great things. You're not fatherless. Maybe you don't have your physical father here today, but there is a father that loves you. God loves you. When you know your heavenly father, you become unfamiliar with any other family because you know who your father is in heaven. You know, your father wants to be your greatest source of influence. I want to say this. He wants to be your greatest source of influence. A lot of times we don't understand. We don't know how to do things. A lot of times we're asking God. God is saying, go ahead and do whatever you can with your own strength. Whatever it's possible to do in the natural, go ahead and do it. When you get to that point that there's nothing else you can do in the natural, that's when you start acting in the supernatural. But there's steps that we must take ourselves, you know. A lot of times we're just sitting in on these chairs and just waiting for God to send us an answer. And he's saying, I already told you what to do. Get on your knees. I already told you what to do. You know, go in faith. Go in faith and buy that business. I already told you what to do. You know, but we're waiting. And he's saying, do whatever's possible in the natural. Come on, break free from that mentality of captivity. You know, let me give you some steps for you to remove captivity from your life. These are things that are very important. Expose the captivity. Acknowledge what is holding you captive. It may be a type of fear, an attitude, words, or addiction, whatever it is. I don't know, but expose that. You know, find somebody that you trust that is not going to put your life in everybody's mouth. You know, but find somebody that you trust and expose your captivity. Let them know what you're facing. Let them know what you're going through. That's the first step. Let go of your excuses. That's your second step. You know, the one thing I love about Pastor Larry, he's a visionary. We're going to make it happen. I want to be around people that are better than me. My father always taught me one thing. Listen, walk with people that are higher than you. Okay? They're in a different level than you because they will always pull you up. Because if you walk with people that are in the same level, you're going to always maintain yourself in that same level. Now you have people that are down here, they're going to pull you down. But those that are over here, they're going to always try to say, we're going to make it. We're going to make it happen. We're going to see change, lives being changed. We're going to see salvation. We're going to see growth. Those are the people that I want to be with. Let go of excuses. Stop giving excuses. God has a purpose for your life. He wants to use you, and you keep always excusing yourself by saying things that are not even truth. Amen. Separate yourself from Babylon. Separate yourself from the world. There's nothing that the world offers that brings pleasure. Understand that God wants to use you. Always run to your heavenly Father. And if you allow Him, the Lord, our Jesus, He's going to transform your past. Whatever you've been accustomed to. Listen. I remember I was raised by my parents. And the way I was raised, I'm a pastor's kid. I was always raised in church. I was ordained as a pastor in 2005. But the way my parents raised me, they always protect me so much that I became very insecure. I didn't know who I was. I was lacking identity. I knew God. I knew Jesus died to save me. But I was under that spirit of captivity, always trying to get approval from men. Yes, yes, yes. What do you think of this? Always asking that question. What do you think of this? Was this a great job? Listen, I don't care. As long as God is telling me to do something, you know, He is the one that's saying, good job, Wanderson. Doesn't matter what others are thinking. I'm telling you once again, listen, I was so insecure about myself because of the way my parents raised me. The minute I understood my identity in Christ, I was able to break through that curse of the past, of captivity. And then God started using me. And a lot of times, let me say this, I say things that I'm not even thinking about it, and it's blessing somebody. And that's you too. A lot of times you're saying things that you're not even thinking about it. And that's the Holy Spirit that's using your life. to bless somebody. I believe that tonight, God wants to transform our lives. I believe that tonight, He wants to set you free from that captivity, that spirit of captivity. 7 years inside a box. She walked out. She knew now that she was free. Opening the cage, fly bird. I can't fly. You got to break that spirit of captivity in your life. I wish every one of us would have the desire to go out to the streets and preach the gospel. I wish that every one of us would have the desire to see lives transform, acting by compassion. If we have, whatever, 50, 60, 70 people here tonight, if we all bring one person, maybe you don't know what to say, but if we all bring one person to church next Sunday, that's 140. And a lot of times it just takes boldness. But we are scared because of that spirit of captivity. We have fear in our lives. But I want to pray over us tonight. And we're going to break free from that spirit of captivity. I believe God wants to use each one of you. I want you to stand right now with me. I want everybody to bow your heads right now. Close your eyes. Is Downton here? Sound? Listen, let me say this. Only you can identify your captivity. I don't know. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know your past, but you know. Everyone, bow your heads, close your eyes. If there's something that you want to break free tonight, we're going to come before the Lord, and together we're going to cry out. Remember what I say, it doesn't matter what others are thinking. Jesus gave His life on the cross for you and for me. He saved you from all of our sins. And tonight you feel like, I want to break through. I want to overcome the spirit of captivity. I feel like I'm not going anywhere. I feel like I'm stuck in place. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels and I'm not moving from this place. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand right now. I want to pray for you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I'm going to ask you to be bold tonight and come forward. We're going to pray together. I want to declare what God declares over you. I'm going to read a few scriptures. Thank you, thank you. God sees who you are. God sees what you're going through. God knows your necessity. God knows your captivity. But let me tell you one thing. God says this about you. Colossians 2:10. I am complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. I'm going to speak this over your life. I am alive with Christ. Ephesians 2:5. I am free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. I am far from oppression and fear does not come near me. Isaiah 54:14. I am born of God and the evil one does not touch you in Jesus' name. You have the mind of Christ tonight. You have the peace of God that passes all understanding. You have the greater one who lives in you. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world tonight. That's what I want to prophesy over your life. You have received the gift of righteousness and reign as a king in life by Jesus Christ. Listen, Colossians 3:9, 10 says, I have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him who created you. You're not what they're saying. You're not what the devil is saying. You will succeed in life. You will strive in life. You will make great things and accomplish great things because God is a good God. Amen? there's anybody else, come forward. I want to pray with you tonight. Anybody else? Lord, we honor you tonight, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father. We praise you. Brother Nick, help me pray for people, Miss Billy. We praise you tonight for all that you're doing in our lives, Father. Father, we humble ourselves before you. We recognize your lordship. We know that you are God. We know that we are nothing without you, Lord. And we all have, Father, things that we are fighting through, Father, that we want to be completely delivered from, Father. I speak over my brothers and sisters today, Father. Freedom in Jesus' name. I'm not longer a slave. Fear would not hold my mind. I cancel right now in Jesus' name any thoughts that are coming right now, trying to diminish people, trying to bring them down, saying that they're not good. I cancel right now in Jesus' name. I know who I am. Greater is the one in me than the one in the world. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I am God's child, for I was born again by incorruptible seed of the word of God. I'm a new creature in Christ. I am a spirit being alive to God. That's who you are. I'm a doer of the word and blessed in my actions. That's who you are. I am a joint heir with Christ. I am more than conqueror through him who loves you. Listen, you are more than conqueror through him who loves you. You are an ambassador for Christ. That's what says 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am not my own. When you clean yourself up from all these things from the past captivity, you open space in your heart for God to fully come in into your life and change everything that needs to be changed. Let me tell you one thing. You're going to get out of here tonight, and the first thing that's going to happen, the devil's going to start bringing thoughts back. But this is what you do. Listen, you don't need me to lay hands over you when you're out there. You don't need to call me. You just lay hands over yourself. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I want to renew all of my thoughts right now in Jesus' name. I know who I am. Just start rebuking the enemy, because there's a great purpose for your life. The devil is a liar. He will try. Listen, he's only going after those that he knows that there's a purpose for their lives. Because those that are already in the world, they're lost. He don't care. But he knows each one of you. He knows that there's a purpose for your life. He knows that there's great things that you will be accomplishing in the future. So he's going to come after you. But he's a liar. And we will conquer great things in Jesus' name. How many of you believe that? All right, I'm gonna count to three right now. And I want you to shout with me, Jesus, okay? Okay, a shout of freedom right now. One, two, three, come on.
Jesus!
We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we have been set free. We know that God is real. We know that Jesus has died to save me from my sins. And we are free in Jesus' name. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you.